Penguin Random House Audio presents Supernova by C.A. Higgins. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. Chapter 1. Ignition. 6 months before the fall of Earth. In the instant after the bomb went off, Constance was a little girl again. On Miranda and waiting for the next system explosion to shear the skin from her bones. A little girl could hide the way an adult could not, huddled down like a cub in a den. A young thing hid because there was nothing else it could do. But there was no true hiding here. The system saw them all. Her friends, her family, such as it was, were near her, she knew. But there was nothing she could do to save them. And there was nothing they could do to save her. And so even though they were near, she was alone. The unstoppable power of the explosion would tear her limb from limb, and the system's cameras would watch with a machine's chill indifference, and there was nothing, nothing that she could do in this moment but wait to die. But Constance wasn't on Miranda anymore. She was on Pallas, and she was a woman grown, not a little girl, and the bomb that had gone off had been hers. The rock dust from the explosion billowed. Pallas's gravity was so low that it could take days for it to settle back down again. The particles reached so high that they dusted against the glassy ceiling of the segmented greenhouse enclosure that separated Pallas's manufactured atmosphere from the distant stars. Constance stepped out from behind the